Veterans all over the country are finding out that they have to wait months, and sometimes years, before they receive a response to their disability claims. Native American veterans have had an especially difficult time navigating the federal claims system. And there are more Native American veterans than there are from any other minority group. Next, Laurel Morales files a report on a recent veterans summit on the Hopi Reservation near Flagstaff.
Logard, halt!
Hundreds of veterans salute the American flag as the Color Guard puts it in place at the Veterans Benefit Summit in Tuba City. Jimmy Yazzie was among them. Yazzie was drafted out of high school from the Navajo Nation to fight in Vietnam for the Marines. He was walking point one night for his squad when he set off a landmine that shattered his ankle. Today, at age 60, he still deals with the pain, both physical and psychological.
As long as my kids are around me, they keep me happy. My kids go somewhere, I go down. I just stay home, don't go no place.
Yazzie drives about 200 miles each month to get from the reservation to the nearest VA hospital. He has received disability benefits over the years, but he's still waiting on one claim he filed over a year ago.
All they kept telling me is that it's being processed. And you just have to wait, be patient.
Thousands of veterans are running out of patience. Some have waited years to receive compensation benefits that could add up to $3,100 a month, and currently more than 800,000 claims are pending. American Indian veterans have become discouraged for several additional reasons, like the language barrier and complicated applications. Rick Gray is the commander of the Kayenta Veterans Association, but he still has had trouble understanding the VA system. He filed a claim 2 years ago.
They tell me you need to get a VA representative. So I asked them, where do I get that VA representative? They look at me like I'm stupid. Why are you doing this by yourself? We have all of this available for you. Well, tell me where to go.
Gray came to Tuba City to get answers.
I feel it's still a lot of lip service. It's hard for us to swallow and hard for us to get anywhere, you know, especially if we're doing it on our own.
The VA's Tommy Sowers flew in from Washington for the summit. He says the VA is in the process of converting tens of millions of documents into electronic files and will be completely computerized by the end of the year.
We've prioritized claims in a lot of different ways, whether you're homeless or you have special needs. Now we're prioritizing claims on how old they are, the oldest claims first.
The VA has recently seen a surge of applications because the Obama administration has allowed vets to file claims for Agent Orange, Gulf War Syndrome, and traumatic stress. So Sowers says the VA has hired more employees to deal with the backlog. Many veterans approach Sowers at the summit asking why there aren't more services or even a VA hospital on the Navajo Nation, a reservation the size of West Virginia.
Look, there are places that you can't justify building a new hospital or a facility at. And so we want to bring that care to where the veteran is. We do that in a lot of ways, whether it's mobile vet centers, whether it's partnerships with the Indian Health Service.
One of the mobile vans that provides readjustment counseling for vets is parked outside the meeting. Emery Shepherd drives it all over the Navajo and Hopi reservations.
We're kind of like a driving billboard, so people see the Department of Veteran Affairs. So people come to us about everything. We get questions about VA home loans, housing, because we're pretty much the only ones that are out here.
Even Navajo vets from powerful families are having trouble accessing veteran services. Navajo President Ben Shelley has two veteran sons living at home because they're caught up in veteran housing red tape. Shelley says the federal office is only partially to blame.
Maybe we're not organized here on a reservation more. Whatever help they want, it should be under one roof. When he walks out, he gets what he needs. Instead of giving them a runaround to go here and there and there and there.
Shelley says the tribe is working on turning an old hospital in Gallup into such a facility. In the meantime, he's worried about veterans' high rates of alcoholism, homelessness, and suicide. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.